way. But it's time for Coach's Shows, and we kick it off with West Plains Zizzers head coach Brock Kanagy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, wow. Rogersville. You know, before the year started, Harlan and I, you and I may have even talked a little bit, I thought Rogersville was going to be pretty stinking good, and they are. And so, you know, last week, that was a hell of a football game and a signature win for the program, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it, you know, they had just come off of a big win beating Carl Junction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were ranked in the state. They had everything going and were able to get off the bus and, you know, at their house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, beautiful facility. It was a beautiful night. It was their homecoming. You know, there's thousands of people there. It's packed. Our kids reacted well, and you know, it just kind of went back and forth, back and forth, and we were able to stick it out and get a win.
Well, you know, you had some injuries, and of course, it's you hate that. You hate it. But this week in practice, you know, kind of preparing, shuffling a lot of pieces around.
Yeah, we had to shuffle a lot around to replace Aiden Judd and Dominic Hale. Dominic was, you know, he was our receiver, and Aiden Judd was our, he was basically our Ginsu knife. He was a guy that he just did so much, you know. He was our long snapper, he was our linebacker, he was our tight end, just wherever we really needed a piece.
Yeah.
And I say that about Aiden, but so was Dominic. You know, Dominic played, that was his first game to play defense and offense. We had been just trying to hold him over for offense, but, you know, they were both really good football players, still are really good football players. Just unfortunate.
High IQs. Injured.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because there's players, you and I have talked about this, there's players that you can kind of explain something to and they get it. And then there's kids that you got to kind of walk them through it. You got to kind of take steps, you know, small spoons, I guess.
Well, you know, these guys were multiple sport athletes. You know, they don't just play football. You know, they're ball players.
Yeah.
You know, they play football, they play basketball, they run track, they play baseball. You know, they just grew up around sports.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate and you hate it any time a player goes down, but there's other players that, you know, their focus has to be on, and you got to get ready for a ball game tonight or the next week. And it's hard, it's difficult, you know, but Bolivar is the next opponent. It's a road game tonight. Bolivar, they're 2-3 on the year. What are you seeing out of the Bolivar Liberators?
Well, one thing that I learned really quickly.
They've won two in a row.
Yeah. Whenever I came here to West Plains, Bolivar is a rival.
Oh, yeah.
Bolivar's a rival here at West Plains. There's just a lot of bad blood. Not beating around the bush. It is what it is. Whenever West Plains and Bolivar, whenever they hook up, it's a ball game.
I always thought back, you know, when it was the Ozark Conference even, and Bolivar was in it, that Bolivar was the team that, you know, was just always going to be fundamentally sound. They were going to hit you. They were going to punch you. You know, they were a physical team. Unlike, you know, the other, you know, Hillcrest, and they were just different, you know. And West Plains, kind of has that mentality too. You know, we want to be physical. We want to be the aggressor. We don't want to be knocked around. We want to knock you around. And it's just kind of the clash of two teams with that same mentality, isn't it?
Yeah. The one thing that I've always noticed about Bolivar is they are a disciplined team. They're not going to beat themselves. They do things right. They always have good linebackers.
Linemen.
They always have a huge line. They always have a good running back. They do what they do, and they do it really well.
They run flex, bone?
No. So Coach Clardy has took over Bolivar, coming over from SBU. So he is a multiple front offense. One play he may be in pro I, running some, you know, traditional stuff, you know, some play action pass. And then the next play he may line up in empty, or he may line up in trips, or he may line up in a tray set. He keeps you honest. He has a couple really good receivers. They're tall, they're fast, they're lanky. His quarterback throws the ball well, and he's got a stable of running backs. He's got three guys that he'll run in there, and they all have their own little specialty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're sound. It's took him a while to get them rolling.
Yeah.
But they're sound.
Yeah. And you get that, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're coming in, and it takes a little bit of time to kind of get things going.
It does. You know, the first thing you have to do is you have to be able to learn your players' strengths, and then your players have to understand what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a learning curve on both ends.
Well, it ought to be a dandy one. On the road tonight at Bolivar, you know, season is winding down, and I mean, you guys are right in the thick of things. I'm sure, we all know it's one game at a time, but still, things are lining up if you can just take care of business. Pretty good come district, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, that number one seed is always what everyone is trying to achieve. And we have a possibility, you know, of getting that, you know, if we take care of business.
Yeah, that's right. Got to take care of business.
You can't take a week off. You can't stumble.
No.
That's just, our conference is wide open.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good teams in it, and any team can beat you on any given night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Parkview proved that last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Parkview had been a little down, and next thing you know, they go into Branson, and
boom.
They shut them down.
Yeah.
Get a win.
I mean, yeah, I didn't even think, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the conference is, there's so many things that are obtainable right now. And it's in the players' hands. They've been taught. They've practiced. They've been groomed. Now it's just, you know, how bad do you want it? You know, I mean, what are you willing to do to get it?
Yeah, at this point, the team that takes care of the ball and does the little things correctly, their chances are really good.
Yeah.
Every Friday night.
Well, it ought to be a dandy one tonight. Game will air over on KDY 102.5. It'll also be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Coach Brock Kanagy, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.